Support for Artscape comes from Seattle Divorce Services, a law firm with a mission to improve the way divorce law is practiced in the community. The attorneys at Seattle Divorce Services help clients in conflict meet their immediate needs and achieve future security. Information at SeattleDivorceServices.com.
Suzanne Tidwell totally stands out in Seattle's Occidental Park. She's the one with a humongous striped knitted thing in her lap.
Everybody's been saying this reminds them so much of Dr. Seuss, so this is my Dr. Seuss-inspired tree cover, so it's all pink and red stripes.
Now she's on top of a ladder, wrapping the knit around a tree trunk. She looks sort of like a koala hugging something in a surreal Tim Burton film. Here in Pioneer Square, she's dressing up dozens of trees in bold-colored stripes, and everybody's gawking.
It's like Cheshire Cat stripes wrapped around all the tree trunks and all the light poles in the entire park.
Jeff Strain works for a video company nearby, and he stopped in the park on a coffee break.
I mean, everybody here, every time people walk by, I see them smile. Yeah, it's fantastic.
He loves the transformation so much. He hands the artist $20.
Thank you so, so very welcome. Much. I appreciate you doing this. This is awesome. This helps me buy more yarn and just keep on wrapping. So,
there's actually a name for what Tidwell's doing. It's called yarn bombing. It's a kind of guerrilla art, and it's been happening all over. People knit or crochet and then wrap up unusual items like parking meters or fire hydrants or tree trunks. There's a group of yarn bombers out of West Seattle called Yarn Corps. And on their blog, they have a picture of the Fremont Troll with a knitted beanie. The picture was posted in June. Tidwell does her work out in the open and in public. The Occidental Park Project is being funded by a grant from 4Culture, the King County Arts Organization. But the idea started more organically.
I live in a very forested neighborhood, and really, I mean, during the winter months, all you're looking at is these wet, you know, sort of dark stumps all the time, and it really darkens the whole nature of your yard and your surroundings, so I was trying to liven it up.
We're in Tidwell's home in Sammamish in eastern King County. We're looking out her window. There's a 20-foot cedar tree wrapped in something purple, the sort of thing you normally find on a couch. The tree's been covered for 18 months. The animals have adjusted.
One time I had a squirrel kind of walk across it, and it was kind of like, you know, it was really unsure of what it was on, but every time they've totally gotten used to it, and they race up and down that tree all the time.
Tidwell's a fiber artist. She sews and quilts. She works with paper and thread. She loves color. She also loves doing things on a grand scale.
My art definitely is something that just sort of pops. It's just my way to express myself with just that, wow, look at me.
After wrapping the trees in her own yard, she was driving through downtown Sammamish one day when she saw four dead trees. And she thought they should be wrapped too as a public art project. She worked with another artist, and they wrapped the trees in hot pink and purple. Then they got a grant to change the colors every season. The project stirred up controversy about the purpose of art and whether the public should pay for it.
Definitely, we've noticed that you either love the project or you hate the project. And it's not necessarily about wrapping the trees with yarn or taking that money and using it for a better purpose, like paying for police officers or filling potholes. I mean, yes, that is a necessary thing in our society. We have to have police. We have to maintain our roads, but we also need art.
Tidwell has a knitting machine in her living room. It sounds like a saw, but it looks more like a giant harmonica. As she feeds a cartridge back and forth, perfect stitches pour out. It takes about an hour for her to form a yarn blanket.
And let's see how many rows we can get out of this little ball of yarn.
She'll wrap two or three of these around one tree trunk, sewing them up by hand. It's kind of like the trees getting a giant-sized corset. They've also been called tree socks, tree sweaters, tree leg warmers, tree cozies, and even tree condoms. Tidwell's made wardrobes for all 27 trees here in Occidental Park in downtown Seattle. She's also dressing up 16 lampposts and 57 shorter poles. The yarn corsets are made out of acrylic, but it's the color, she says, that really makes an impact.
I call it artificial light because really you feel that intensity of color when you're in there and that warmth that comes from sunshine.
Everyone here has something to say about the trees.
It's kind of girly, but it's also kind of has a Christmassy kind of a thing to it in the summertime. So, I mean, the stockings hanging on the fireplace.
What do you think?
There's purple and red. That's like a pattern. Tree blankets. They're very bright, colorful. A lot of homeless people are very depressed most of the time. And, I mean, the bright colors helps a little bit anyway.
People walk in and you see the tourists and stuff, they see it and they go, wow, that's cool. And it might not be, you know, Picasso or whatever, like genius or something like that, but it's interesting, and that's what it picks people's curiosity and stuff like that.
You can see Tidwell's art installation all summer at Seattle's Occidental Park. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.